I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. It's hard to grasp, but the civil war in Syria is now entering its sixth year. The war has forced millions of people from their homes, and though Europe is clamping down, thousands keep trying to make it there every day. Each person taking the journey is also taking some part of home with them. Sometimes it's just a recipe for a favorite food. And that's where we want to go next, to a story about one sweet shop in the Syrian city of Aleppo. It's called Salura. Dalia Mortada tells the story in the new Ground Truth podcast. She's their Mideast reporting fellow based in Istanbul.
So Salura is this pastry shop. It's actually a chain of pastry shops that's most famous for these sweet cream rolls. And they're basically these fluffy, sort of cheesy pancakes that are filled with cream with rose water syrup drizzled on top. And they're just so delicious. Basically, everyone that I've asked from Syria, from Aleppo, immediately recognizes Salura. It's this really well-known brand. And their eyes light up and they say, oh, I used to get ice cream from there and things like that.
And of course, Aleppo is in just awful shape right now. And I know the owner of Salura has relocated to Turkey, and that's where you met up with him.
Yeah, that's right. So a couple of years ago, the owner, his name is Esad Salura of the Salura family, relocated to Turkey basically when Aleppo became just too difficult to live in and too dangerous. And he ended up opening up shop about a year and a half ago in the fall of 2014 in Istanbul. And it's this area of Istanbul that's basically just filled now with Syrian restaurants, with Syrian street vendors selling spices and jars of pickled vegetables and coffee from Syria. And that's basically where Salura is. And it's the busiest shop on that street. And I ended up finding Esad, the owner, in his newly opened factory over the summer, about an hour from this area called, now that we call it, you know, an unofficial little Syria. You're hearing the sound of Esad Salura pulling pistachios out of a giant bag. Esad is a big guy with piercing blue eyes. He puts a handful of pistachios on his desk, and then he squeezes them, one by one. He's comparing them to the ones he used back in Syria. Depending on their firmness, he puts the pistachios in different desserts. Ice cream, baklava, Salura's famous sweet cheese rolls.
If you make a mistake in your own country, people forgive you because your customers know you. They have tried your product a million times and know your quality well. But here, no. The customer can say, no, it doesn't taste good. It tastes better in Aleppo.
Tastes better in Aleppo. Dalia, what happened to the sweet shop in Syria? Did Esad Salura abandon it?
He didn't abandon it. He left it in charge of his most trusted employee, who's named Ahmed. And throughout this story, in this podcast episode for the Ground Truth Project, we actually follow Ahmed and one of his most trusted employees, Rashid, in their journey. And Ahmed stayed in Aleppo for basically until you couldn't really stay in Aleppo anymore, until late 2013, early 2014.
Now, these two guys, Ahmed and Rashad, they flee to Istanbul, where they reunite with their boss, who's already opened a store there in Istanbul. But then they end up fleeing again to Germany. Why?
So for them, to flee to Germany means that they're looking towards the future. Basically, what they realized in their time in Istanbul, they spent about a year and a half here, was that there isn't really a future here. Yes, they're working in the job that they'd worked in basically their whole lives. But when it came to their families, when it came to looking ahead, Turkey was just not somewhere that they could stay. And so for them, they decided to go to Germany. And there was an investor that had approached them saying, you know, you want to open a sweet shop in Germany, I'll pay your way there.
And I'm curious how that went down with their boss, Esad, once he learned about it. I mean, did he have any idea they were going to open this shop? Because I imagine he might have felt a little uneasy.
Yeah, it was definitely a shock to Esad because they hadn't told him. They knew that he would be able to talk them out of it. And so when he found out that they were about this plan, they immediately fled. And I caught up with him and he basically said, you know, this is betrayal. They should have told me. They should, you know, they shouldn't have gone off and decided to open this store. I wish they were just more open with me.
Did Rashad and Ahmed, did they feel any guilt about what they did?
They definitely felt a lot of guilt. There was a lot of conflict in their relationship because they are so grateful to Esad Salora and the Salora family and just everything that this shop has given them. And for them, they love what they do. This is their trade. This is their craft. This is something that they've done since they were teenagers. And also, I did ask Ahmed, why use the Salora name? You know, you're not part of that family. And he said, I gave 24 years of my life to this shop. Aren't I a Salora too?
You met up with Ahmed and Rashad in a small town outside of Frankfurt, where they're getting their business going. How is the Salora store they're trying to start there going?
So they're actually not getting their business going. They're still waiting for their official residency papers and their work permits. So they can't actually do anything in Germany until they get their legal status sorted. And so they're kind of just waiting in limbo. And in the meantime, they would keep practicing their trade. They wanted to keep up practicing so that when they could open their shop, they'd be ready.
One afternoon, Ahmed and Rashid go on a mission. They want to make the rice pudding they used to serve up at Salora. Navigating the grocery store isn't easy. For Arabic speakers, even the alphabet is unfamiliar. Ahmed struggles to read the label on a pack of M&Ms. The aisles are packed with stuff they don't recognize. Spices smell different, weaker. Rashid is already thinking of making ice cream, like he used to.
You'll find everything you need here, but you're missing flavor. The flavor is a big problem.
And then, an older German man passes by and says,
Salam alaikum.
Welcome, in Arabic. The guys relax and warmly say hi back. There they are, in the middle of the baking aisle at a supermarket in a German village thousands of miles from home, from their families, from all the ingredients they grew up cooking with. And it's clear, reaching Germany is just the beginning.
This whole journey revolves around food and how important it is to refugees to have something from home, something as primal and as direct as food. Did that surprise you, the connection to food?
Not at all. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm Syrian American. I was born and raised in the U.S. and Europe, but I always identified as Syrian. And one of the biggest reasons is because of food. It is such a crucial part of Syrian culture. Whenever you visit a Syrian person's home, you better believe that you're going to be served up something, and you cannot deny it.
Dalia Mortada is the Ground Truth International Reporting Fellow for the Middle East. She's based in Istanbul. Dalia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dalia's Ground Truth podcast is just the start of her project, telling the stories of Syrians through the foods and recipes they bring with them. And she wants to hear from you. She's on our Facebook page answering your questions. Head over to our page at facebook.com/PRI the world to see more of Dalia's work and get the chance to ask her questions. If you're lucky, you might even be able to get a recipe out of her. You're listening to The World